Thunder Bay. The Ontario provincial election is officially underway and local and regional candidates are excited to hit the campaign trail. In Thunder Bay Superior North, four candidates are looking to take the seat from the Liberals who have now nominated Northwood Cowan. Shelby Shin is their candidate for the riding in the wake of Michael Gravel's retirement. Lise Vajois is the new Democratic Party candidate for Thunder Bay Superior North, with Tracy McKinnon representing the Green Party and Kathy Suatari representing the New Blue Party. Peng Yu, the Progressive Conservative candidate for Thunder Bay Superior North, was eager to get out and start door-knocking in the riding. "I really enjoy door-knocking, lots of work, that's why determined, I'm determined to win this election and knock on doors. Listen to people, working for people," said Yu. In Thunder Bay Atikokan, incumbent Judith Monteith Farrell of the NDP will be defending her seat against Kevin Holland of the PC Party, Eric Arner of the Green Party, David Tomasini of the New Blue Party, and Rob Barrett of the Liberal Party, who says he's confident as he heads into the campaign. "Our team is out there working already and I'm just so excited, and the reception we've had so far is just so positive and so enthusiastic, and we're just pleased as punch," said Barrett. In Key Wetanung, three parties have nominated candidates to take on NDP incumbent Saul Mamakwa, with no candidate announced yet by the Liberal Party. Dwight Monk is representing the PC Party in Key Wetanung, Alex Dorn is representing the New Blue Party, and Suzette Foster, who is running for the Green Party, says that she's thankful for guidance going into her first election. "I'm thankful to my wise Green Council of Women who are helping me out with my signs and some of my publications, and I'm just honored to be nominated to run for this 2022 election," said Foster. The Liberals also have yet to name a candidate in Kenora, Rainy River, where PC incumbent Greg Rickford is defending his seat from Catherine Cunning of the Green Party, Kelvin Boucher Chicago of the New Blue Party, and Joanne Formanek Gustafson of the NDP, who was nominated the day before the start of the election. "It's a bit surreal, I guess, only because it happened so quickly. I'm excited, actually, really reflecting to make the decision to take this role on. It really reminded me of all the things that are important to me," said Formanek Gustafson.